Welcome to the Kinjo's podcast. Here we will discuss dance, life, and whatever the f*** we want.
Kinjo Bride. Folks, before we get into this next episode, we are proud and so excited to bring this episode to you by our new official sponsor, Kinjo Bang Noodles. As always, Kinjo Bang Noodles is air-dried and never fried. Our noodles are 100% plant-based with no preservatives. It's perfect for a quick and easy meal, or you can customize it to create your own flavor masterpiece. Keep an eye out for it this fall. Follow us on Instagram at Kinjo Bang Noodles for all the latest and greatest. Kinjo Bang Noodles, feed the revolution.
Welcome back to another episode of the Kinjo's podcast, Movement in the Shadows. I'm your host, Ben. Opportunities rarely fall out of the sky. They most often present themselves when you persistently pursue them. You knock on enough doors, and one of them is bound to open up. But it's what you do with that open door that will determine what that opportunity will turn into. My guest today is up-and-coming Korean-American rapper Ivy. He's collaborated with artists such as Dumbfounded, G2, Reddy, Palo Alto, and Jay Park. And he's at the top of his career and quickly making noise. This interview is actually a little bit different from the way that I have previously brought on guests to the show. Most of the guests have been people that I at least had some sort of pre-existing relationship with, but this conversation actually came about through a cold email. His manager had sent me an email and sent me some links to his music, and I felt like he had a legit sound and I wanted to get to know him. And more than even just that, I appreciated the hunger and the willingness to shoot out a cold email looking for opportunities. In this conversation, this is actually the first time I've actually even met Ivy, which was just virtually through this Zoom call. And him actually spending his birthday today. Today was actually his birthday. He just turned 19 years old. And it was that sort of grind. His manager is also 18. And just seeing that sort of hunger of wanting to get yourself out there, do what it takes to get that exposure, get that opportunity to have your voice heard. And I think that's exactly what this show is, Movement in the Shadows, from people who have had many years in their respective fields to the people who are just getting their foot in the door and looking for those opportunities. And he kind of walks us through how the opportunities to collaborate with some very legit artists came about, to what he's doing now and how he's being creative in terms of how he's making his music, how he's setting daily disciplines and routines for himself, writing every single day, recording out of his home studio, and doing what he can to get his music out there and to grow his social media following, and setting goals from short-term goals of just getting his social media numbers up to long-term goals to becoming a global influence, and him being very intentional about setting these goals, knowing that the size of his goals and the size of his dreams are his only limitations. And at a very young age to already recognize that, I think is super cool. And for anybody out there who's in a similar position, trying to grind, trying to get their foot in the door, I think this is a great listen and a great look into somebody who's very much in that space and is making it happen for himself. Great talk as always. Fun lightning round at the end as always. I think that's about it. Let's hop into it. Folks, welcome back to another episode of the Kinjo's podcast, Movement in the Shadows. I'm your host, Ben. Folks, I'm stoked to have a special guest today. We have rising star Korean-American rapper. We have Ivy in the house. For those of you who may not know, Ivy has already collaborated with artists such as G2, Dumbfounded, Jay Park, and Palo Alto. And I'm stoked to get into this pod with you today. This is a bit different from our previous, I guess, guests, because normally the people that I bring on to the show are people that I have at least some sort of a relationship with. But with you, Ivy, I actually am meeting you for the very first time now, mm-hmm. virtually. Mm-hmm. Your manager, William, hit me up. He shot me an email and he just sent me like some links to your stuff. I was like, yo, this dude's nice.
And I know like you're kind of like just kind of getting your start and starting to, you know, try to get your foot in the door. And I think this is, I love the idea of opportunities, right? You got to knock on doors and eventually doors will open up. But man, first of all, welcome to the pod. Thank you for hopping in here.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So as I was telling you right before we started rolling, so the Movement in the Shadows is what we call our show. And we love to get into the backstory and like the origin stories of, you know, who you are, where you're from, and then obviously, you know, getting into the things that you're doing right now. So to kind of start, can you give us a bit of a background? Who are you? Where'd you grow up? Where are you from and all that?
All right. So my name's Minjun, also known as IV. For me, I grew up most of my life. I immigrated here when I was 5 years old, but I grew up most of my life in Santa Clarita, Valencia, California, where Magic Mountain is basically. And I've been rapping for about a good 2.5 years, like professionally, but otherwise, like music wise, I've been doing it for like a good, like around like 3-4 years. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Word. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 18. Well, I just turned 19 today.
Oh, shoot. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're spending your birthday doing a podcast. I don't know if that's like the best way to spend your birthday, but
it's the perfect way to spend my birthday.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, man. Okay, cool. So you immigrated from Korea, been out here for a good amount of years and doing music. What made you, what was that like thing that made you feel like you wanted to go into music? I mean, you said music professionally, so I'm assuming there was some amount of years that you considered to be not professional and just kind of dabbling, right?
Yeah. So yeah. I first started out on SoundCloud at around like sophomore year of my high school. And back then, like there was this guy at my school, his name is Jaku Ren, and he was kind of like known as a school rapper. And I kind of looked up to him a lot, and I wanted to like really I wanted to become like the person that's known for rapping at my school, you know? And that's why, like, that was my first goal. I wanted to like try to overcome this and try to overtake him and try to like fill in his footsteps, because he was 2 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And then after I started dropping songs, and it was slow at first, but like once I started making traction around junior year, because that's when like I think I finally like found and developed my own sound. And that's when like a lot of the people around my area in Santa Clarita, like just the whole scene, like basically like they started like really heavily fucking with me. And then after that, I was able to meet with two producers. They're my youngs, they're my mentors, Chucky and Banana. And through them, that's when I was able to debut and start like making music professionally with them. Yeah.
Got you. Are you still in school right now?
Oh yeah, I'm attending Syracuse University right now.
Okay. And is like, so what are you doing in terms of school and music? Are you trying to somehow bring the two together in terms of like what you're studying at school, or are you eventually just gonna kind of like make the full switch to music? I'm just curious as to like what school is in your life right now.
Yeah, so I'm thinking of eventually making the full switch to music, but for now, like I felt that especially like school is like an important part of my life that I think like I only have an opportunity to finish it when I'm younger, so like I don't want to push it off or anything. So I feel like I also want to just like experience school and just experience like that college experience too. So I feel like I can create like a good balance between school and music too, which is like pretty much what's happening right now. Like I'm doing school online and I'm like balancing my like work with school and with music right now too. So it's pretty much working out, but I feel like if I do like start making more traction music wise, like that's when I can start thinking about whether I'm going to continue school or not. Yeah.
Sure. What are you studying right now in school?
Oh, I'm studying communications and rhetorical studies.
Okay. That's a solid one to have. It's very versatile in terms of what you can do with that. What is your parents' support like in your artistic endeavors?
Oh, they're all for me. Like they've been, at first it was very difficult trying to convince them to let me do music. Cause back then, I was one of those like good kids, like quote unquote. So like for me, like when I told them that I wanted to do music, like it was like a shock to them. Like they were heartbroken at first, but like I think
as if that's going to turn you evil or something.
Yeah. And especially because they like, I grew up in a Christian household. So when they think about hip hop or rap, they're like, oh, it's the devil's music or like some shit like that. Yeah. You know? So, like, it was like that. But like I think once I started like, you know, proving to my parents through my actions and like showing them like, oh, like I've completed a music video, I'm working hard for this, I'm working hard for that. Like I showed them how passionate I am for music. That's when they started supporting me. And like now they're always like giving me advice. Like even yesterday, like I was eating dinner with my dad and he was telling me about how like, oh, like I feel like you're doing well in music right now, but I feel like you got to keep on searching for your true colors and make your own sound and be more original with your lyrics too. Yeah, so.
Whoa, okay. Pops is giving you some legit advice there.
Yeah, and he told me yesterday that he was a DJ when he was in college.
What? So
I didn't know this. I was so surprised, you know? So
yeah.
Yeah.
So that, you know, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, right?
Yeah. I guess.
Okay. The reason I ask about the parents thing, you know, I mean, this is a different time too. I think, at a time before the internet, you know, like things weren't as accessible in terms of being able to get exposure, like getting your sound out there. Like you said, you know, mm-hmm. SoundCloud is a way that like anybody can just get their stuff out there and, you know, you get the right people to listen to it. And, you know, like you can start spinning that into you making your own way as an independent artist. But, you know, back before, you know, like in our parents' generations when they immigrated here, like that stuff, they don't even understand what that is. But, you know, to like see how like the internet and all that kind of gives the opportunity for anyone to kind of get out there and to have your parents to kind of understand that is pretty dope, man. So
thank you.
Curious. So the name IV, where does that come from? What does that mean?
So it stands for Ice in My Veins. Shout out D'Angelo Russell. But it stands for Ice in My Veins. Yeah.
Okay. Any significance to that, or you just thought it sounded tight, or what?
Oh, so I have a homie, his name's Michael, and he was the one that actually like got me like into making music in the first place, because like we both like met up during lunch one day and he was like, yo, like you rap, like we were talking, and I was like, oh, I rap, and he was like, oh, I rap too. And then like we started like, you know, going on Google Docs and writing lyrics together and shit. And then I was like, what should I make my rap name? And then he was the one that came up with the name IV. He was like, Ice in My Veins, you know, like and like that's how it started. Yeah.
Dope,
and then
dope.
It just stuck with me.
Right on, man. As far as like inspirations go, you know, who were some of the artists that you kind of looked up to? I know you looked up to the homie in at your school, but were there any other artists that you felt like you kind of maybe initially started modeling your sound off of and it started mm-hmm. to develop?
I think my biggest role model right now is Tory Lanez. He's like music-wise, I want to reach the level of versatility and being able to do like both singing and rapping like at like such a high level. Like I want to reach that point. But definitely like the person that like got me inspired to start music in the first place was Dumbfounded. Because like back in fifth grade, like I was watching his like rap battles, and then like the ones on Grind Time Now, and I was like, damn shit, like this hard as fuck, you know. Yeah, like that's what inspired me. I was like, damn, like maybe like me as an Asian American, like I can like in a way he empowered me, and like I realized that like I can you know, I shouldn't be afraid to like do like pursue my dreams. Yeah.
So speaking of that, you know, as an Asian American, right? You know, kind of, you know, doing music essentially from Black culture, you know what I mean? Do you feel like that is something that you find as a challenge even to you now, or do you feel like that's not really a thing for you?
Well, I definitely believe that we need to respect the fact that I am borrowing liberally from Black culture, and it is definitely a challenge, because I feel like for me, especially as an Asian American, it's going to be very hard for me to get the recognition and the respect of people in the Black community, especially. And especially in the hip hop community as well in America. So, like I've been trying my best, but, like for now, like I'm trying to focus a lot more on like the international side, like Korean hip hop / like American hip hop as well. But, I definitely want to earn the respect of the people in America too. Yeah.
Yeah. Right on. So with, you know, with like your sound though, as I was listening to it, like I was kind of like, man, he kind of has, you remind me of kind of like a Travis Scott to like a, you know, there's even like a Future sort of like vibe there. Uh-huh. You know, and I know like, you know, sounds will always kind of evolve and develop.
Is there something within, like, I guess, in your intentions, in like the, every artist wants to develop their sound, right? To kind of be known for a certain sort of style.
Yeah.
What is like your mentality in terms of style and kind of developing your own unique sound?
I think my main talent comes with making hooks and making like stuff with melody. And I feel like that's where like my talent lies, because I think I'm like really good at making catchy hooks. So yeah, just making mainstream hits. I think that's my goal, you know, like especially like not like I can do melody, but I also want to expand more into just doing straight rap shit too, you know.
Got you.
Yeah.
Did you have any musical background as a kid growing up?
Yeah. So when I was in first grade, I started playing violin, and I played violin for 6 years. I played piano for 3 years, and then I started in seventh grade of junior high, and I played drums for around 6 years for my church too, on the praise team. So that's like basically a little bit of my musical background. Yeah.
Got you. And like, so when it comes to putting together music, do you do everything top to bottom, from like writing it to producing it? Or do you said you have some homies that are producers, right? Like, what is like the construction process of your music like?
For me, I'm not a producer, cause it's like definitely something that I want to like venture into the future, but, I don't think I'm skilled enough to be a producer right now. I've tried a couple times, and I made a couple songs like producing my own stuff, but I don't think it sounds as good as, like having another person produce it, and then me being able to write lyrics and come up with melodies and, you know, record over that. So like mainly the process right now is either, I used to get beats off of YouTube, but now like a bunch of people send beats to me, and then I make songs off of that. And then
Got you. What is airplane mode?
Oh, so airplane mode is, basically it's a label. It's more of an international label, but it's, trying to bring that, American vibe and American hip hop culture into Korea, and then vice versa, like bringing that Korean hip hop culture into America as well. And it's like an international label. It's just right now, it's just me and Big Banana, and right now we're just working hard on trying to, you know, make airplane mode known to the world, and you know, expand our vision. Yeah.
Yeah. When did that start?
Oh, so it started 2 years ago when I first met them. Oh, like Airplane Mode was already a pre-existing label, but I was first able to debut under their label with my song Summer Biz, and I was able to debut that, and then it did pretty well. And then after that, like when I went to Korea over the summer of 2019, because Summer Biz dropped in 2018, but 1 year after, when I went to Korea in the summer of 2019, I got to meet with like all the people in like our like sister label, which is Highlight Records, and we were able to talk it out, and then, you know, I made a lot of connections with them, and then from there on, we decided like we're gonna like keep on working together in the future. So yeah, like from there on, like that's when I was like officially like a member of Airplane Mode. Yeah,
that's dope. I think this is a good time for you know, as we're talking about like crossing over, you know, not even just genres, but like I'm talking about crossing over in terms of, you mentioned, you know, borrowing liberally from Black culture with hip hop, and, you know, and somehow the Asian music scene is like now super relevant in here in America, you know, with like, you know, with like Keith Ape when he did Ichima, that was like a blow up hit out here. And then obviously K-pop is like the biggest thing out here. BTS are like the biggest artists and stuff. And it's dope to see that the lines between what's technically considered to be acceptable based off of like the type of music to the color of your skin, like those lines are starting to get, I don't want to say blurred in that it doesn't exist, because I think that's not accurate. I think they do exist, but in terms of acceptance, you know, I guess at the end of the day, talent is talent, you know, skill is skill. So like if you can represent well and your talent's undeniable, then that's all it takes. You know, that's what it takes to be not only accepted, but to be successful. And then, you know, you have like labels like 88 Rising that are obviously doing their thing. They're carving their own lane. And I think it's a great time for, you know, labels like you know, airplane mode to, you know, independent artists like yourself that are trying to break through and to let your skills speak for themselves, versus like trying to just kind of find a little, you know, entrance into something, but like really be undeniable. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. So right now, I mean, we're obviously in a weird time in our world. We're in a pandemic, and I'm sure the way that you would normally be hustling and grinding and working would be different than what it is now. So what's it like for you trying to, first of all, like record and make music during this time? Hmm. And like, how are you kind of shifting in terms of still being able to hustle, but in a unique way?
Oh, so definitely like, I haven't gone out at all. Like for me, like I have to be careful because of my parents, because they're a little bit on the older side and their health isn't that great either. But like for me, I've been doing most of my music at home. Like I used to just go to the studio all the time. But like nowadays, like I have like a home recording setup. Like it's not bad. And it produces like, you know, like good quality music too. But it's been mostly like a daily grind, you know? So like working on homework for like the beginning half of the day, and then working on like recording either like a new song, or nowadays I've been like venturing into TikTok. So like doing like, you know, TikTok videos of like, if I was on this song, and like doing certain remixes of other songs. And then, you know, it's been like a daily grind. I get inspiration from experiencing stuff and like looking at things, like things happening around me. But since I'm mostly at home, it's been hard for me to find that inspiration. So I've been trying to go more into like watching a lot of podcasts, watching a lot of documentaries, and I'm trying to find more inspiration in like things that I see on the internet. But it's been a little bit difficult finding inspiration, but otherwise like it's been a daily grind. Yeah.
Want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Meister Watches. They are truly masters of their craft. From quality materials and masterful timepieces to functional lifestyle accessories for the movers and shakers of the worlds they collide with, Meister is doing it. They've collaborated with some of the biggest brands in sports, music, comic book, car culture, and pop culture. We've actually had the pleasure of collaborating with them on a timepiece a few years back. I rock their Ambassador watch. This one's my everyday watch. This one's my favorite. They are for our culture and for those that are on a constant mission to master their craft. Hop on to mstrwatches.com and pop in the discount code KINJASPOD to receive 25% off your entire purchase at checkout. And this discount is exclusive to the Kinjas podcast. You won't find this discount anywhere. Hop on to mstrwatches.com and rock with the illest. This show is officially brought to you by Kinesthetic. Hop on to store.kinjas.com and plug in the promo code podcast, spelled with the K, at checkout to get 15% off your entire purchase. We're always trying to bring you guys the illest gear for all your movement in the shadows needs. Follow us on Instagram at kin.aesthetic. Like us on Facebook at Kinesthetic Brand.
Do you set like a schedule for yourself in terms of, you know, like you said, you have your school and then you have your music, but do you set like routines for yourself? Like, how do you maintain your discipline?
To be honest, I'm not very unorganized. So it's very spontaneous the way I do it. So like I wake up, I'm like, you know what? I feel like doing homework right now. But like, I mean, I have like a basic structure. Like I tend to do homework during the afternoon, or I do it like 3 a.m. in the morning, like after I do like all my other stuff. But yeah, it's very spontaneous, but like I usually just like check off a to-do list. That's pretty much all I do.
Got you. And music, is this a daily thing? Are you writing every day, recording every day? What's that like?
Yeah, writing and recording every day. Yeah, it's been a daily thing. Yeah.
Word. One thing that I just kind of sticks out to me about even this unique way of meeting you, you know, like I said, your manager William hit me up, you know, over email, and you know, come to find out you guys are 18 or you just turned 19, and so like, it's like, dang, these young guys are hustling right now. And, you know, even for William to kind of take a chance and just like send out some cold emails to see like who would respond. Mm-hmm. You know, what is your, I guess, you know, in terms of that kind of grind and that kind of hunger, you know, you gotta be, first you gotta have that in yourself, but then to also know that you need to build a team around you that is also on that tip, right? Like that has that that same kind of hunger and fire. So how did that sort of relationship come about, like between you and your manager slash like, you know, who else is, you know, in your circle that kind of helps you push forward?
Oh, so for me, like I really believe in like the like social theory of like law of attraction. So like people like who have like that positive energy and like people like of the same vibration level, they're attracted to each other. So like the reason why me and my manager, William, we met was because he's my roommate. Like he reached out to me first and then we decided to be roommates. And then he was the one that spoke to me first. He was like, oh, like how about I manage you? So like right now, currently like in airplane mode, we don't really have like a set manager for airplane mode right now. So for now, like it's kind of an unofficial thing, but right now, like he's been managing me and like we're eventually trying to get him as like a manager under airplane mode. That's the goal. But I think just like the people that I surround myself with, they're all people that are on the same vibration level as me and like that also have the same like ambitions and hunger as me. So especially like for my hyungs or like my mentors, like they always want to see me eat together with them, and they always have this like hunger for like to see me like do better. So like especially with like my hyung and Big Banana, like we have this like relationship where like he's always very giving me honest opinions and being very critical of me, and it's been helping me grow a lot. And also like I have this crew called RSO, and right now we have a couple members. There's this producer named Imagine That, there's this singer named Softness, and then there's a 16-year-old kid named Will, and he's also a rapper too. And these are all people that like I like really felt that had like a lot of potential, and like I really fuck with their vibes. So like for them too, like they're very hungry and they're very like ambitious on what they want to do. Like they have that daily grind on, like they have that daily grind down too. So especially like surrounding myself with these like positive people. Also not to forget, like I have a homie named SHL. He's also an RSO too. And he's also like one of like the most ambitious people I know too. Like he's always like trying to like get out there, like emailing other people, like always like posting TikToks and just like trying to like be very active on social media. Like these are all people that like this like energy level that I have surrounded myself with, like it's just making me work harder every single time. Yeah.
That's dope, man. You mentioned mentors and things like that. Where did you find that having mentors in your life was important to you? Who taught you that?
It started in like the church setting, because I always would talk to my like small group leaders or like my pastor about like certain stuff, and they always like, that's when I noticed the necessity of having a mentor, because like these people, like they lived life longer than me, and they have like they experienced all these stuff, and like they have more to teach me, and like all this input that they can give me so that I can maybe not make the same mistakes that they did, or you know, grow as a person even more. So like I think especially in the church setting, that's when I decided that I really needed a mentor. And after that, I was able to first find a mentor. His name was Chuck, and he's the one that basically like helped me with my college essays, and he also helped me out with music. He taught me all the stuff that I know, and then through him I was able to meet Big Banana, and then Big Banana became one of my mentors too. And like, you know, through them, like I also met like a bunch of other like hyungs, because I'm like, especially like in my label, like I'm one of the youngest ones, so like everyone's older than me, so like I consider like all of them to be mentors too. Yeah,
that's big, man. I think, you know, you hit it on the head when you say things like, you know, someone who's just been around longer, they've seen things and experienced things that you haven't, that that they may be able to download some of that wisdom to you, you know. And I think that's big. And you know, as you talk about laws of attraction and like, you know, the energy that you surround yourself with, you know, you yourself are going to give off that kind of energy too, because, you know, we are a product of the people that we keep around us. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm just curious, because like, again, when I see guys like yourself and, you know, like William, that are hungry to just kind of like get out there, you know, and in a time like this where it, you know, there's a lot more challenge, there's a lot more challenges in our way that could potentially keep you from pushing forward because of things like COVID. but to find creative ways to get around it and to have a team of people, to have people in your life to kind of like coach you and lead you like that is important, man. So just giving you props for that. So you already got some pretty big collabs that you've been able to get down with. Like, so can you talk a little bit about like, you know, your collabs with like Dumbfounded and folks like that?
Yeah, of course. So what happened was the second time I ever met Banana. So like the first time we met, we worked on this song called Summer Bitch together. And then we ended up releasing that like later on during that summer. But the very second time that I met him, he called me up. He was like, yo, like, I want to introduce you to somebody. And I was like, okay. But like back then, like we weren't very close. So like, I wasn't really in the position to ask him like who. So like, I pulled up to the studio, like we went to Porto's together and we got some food and we were walking back and I was like, yo, like who do you want to introduce to me? And then he said, like, I want to introduce Dumbfounded to you. So like, that's when I was able to meet him and then we hit the studio together. And then it was very intimidating at first because like back then, like I was like he's one of my role models. So like, I was like very starstruck, but like, you know, we loosened up and then later on, like that's when like G2 and Ready pulled up. And after that, like, you know, I showed them some of my music and then they started giving me like advice and like they said they fucked with me. So we made a song together called TTP. And then 2 years later, we ended up releasing that in 2020. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, that's one of my favorite stories because that's when like I started, you know, like really like meeting like the people that I used to listen to all the time. And that's when I started like gaining more confidence in myself too. And after that, like, you know, like when I went to Korea, I worked with like people such as like Palo Alto, and like also Paulo came over here and we filmed a music video together too. And we went to Joshua Tree and we filmed a music video together. And yeah, like just all these collabs, like these are things that I've never have dreamed of in the past because like I was a huge fan of Korean hip hop and American hip hop too. So these are all people that I grew up listening to, but I would have never expected myself to be working with them. But like now that like it's happened, like, you know, I really believe in the power of just like, you know, like believing in your dreams and manifesting them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's big, man. So right now, you know, with things as they are, you know, what are some of the goals that you have? Like, what are the things that are kind of up next for you right now?
Oh, so one of my main goals is I'm really trying to get myself to be big on TikTok. Another goal that I have is I want to be able to reach 100K on Instagram by the end of this year. You know, other goals would be making it on like any like Spotify charts, like by the end of next year. Yeah, like I just have like all these like different goals because I have a vision board where like I write down all my like goals that I want to manifest. And, you know, like I think those are my main goals right now. My main goals right now is to just get big on TikTok, get bigger on Instagram and really develop myself as an artist so that I can, you know, get a bigger audience, especially in the Korean hip hop industry and also in the American hip hop scene too. Yeah.
Got you. Yeah, man. I mean, you know, as I was listening to, you know, some of your music, like the sound of it, it's just on some feel good tip, you know what I mean? From like the production, I just feel like, I mean, at least the ones that you have out right now, it's like good summertime music, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
I
think,
you know, for you to talk about, you know, having some just, I mean, I think goals can be as grand as like, I want to win a Grammy to like, I just trying to get my social media numbers up to this. I mean, you know, it can go big or small. And I think that's important for you to identify what those things are, mm-hmm. as big as they could be or as small as they can be, because that gives you the ability to focus. Like, okay, cool, I got my vision board, I got, you know, I got some songs that are out right now, they're good for what they are, and it's some good feel good music. Cool, I want to get my IG numbers up to this by this time. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to, you know, get big on TikTok or whatever, and like to be able to see those things and focus your energy towards those things, like that's how you know, you set goals, you knock them down, then you set new ones, you knock them down, and mm-hmm. you're doing it right, man. So
thank you.
To you for that, man. So, you know, with this show, we like to, you know, talk to people about like, you know, obviously the stuff that they're doing with their career,
And obviously everybody is, you know, and I talk to people from all different industries, from music to food to dance to business to tech, like whatever. And you know, with that, everybody may have a different definition of what success is, right? And I think it's important to like, just like how it's important to have like a goal, like vision board and things like that, I think it's also important to know what success means, because we all, everybody wants to achieve some level of success. But unless we know what that actually means, like, success itself can be very subjective, you know? So in your mind, you know, with where you're at and whether as grand as you want to go or as short term as you want to go, how would you define success?
I mean, for me, like, I feel like my ultimate definition of success right now and like the goal that I want to reach ultimately is because is that I want to have a global influence. So I want to be able to have like a very big fan base, but also have an influence over like a lot of people globally. And whether it be through music or whether it be also like, I want to be like a political activist or whether it be through any other things. Like I want to go into like acting too, or I want to go into like all these other like, you know, art industries, but whether like through any means, like I want to just have an influence and I want to be able to speak my voice, empower other people, and ultimately just have that influence over people. Yeah, just be a huge influencer like globally. Yeah,
that's dope, man. I dig that. If it's cool, man, I want to do a quick lightning round with you where I'm gonna fire off some quick questions and you just gotta come off top. So this is like your chance to freestyle some of these answers. All right. Here we go. Lightning round. 3, 2, 1. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food, Korean barbecue.
Who's your favorite rapper?
Favorite rapper right now, Big Sean.
What is your quarantine guilty pleasure?
Quarantine guilty pleasure, snacking at midnight.
What's the last thing that you binged?
Last thing, I binged this Korean drama called Reply 1988. I rewatched it like 3 times now.
Oh, dang. Is this on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
What is it called?
Reply 1988.
Reply 1988. Okay, I might have to get on that, dude. I'm gonna pause lightning for a second. And have you watched Itaewon Class?
Yeah, of course,
dude. That's my joint, bro. Yeah, I might have to rewatch that one. I keep recommending that to all my friends, and I'm like, I might as well just watch it again, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Shout out K Dramas. What is your dream opportunity?
My dream opportunity, to be able to hop on a song with Tory Lanez.
Oh, shoot. Then I feel like I already know the answer to the next question. What would be a dream collab?
Oh, collab with Tory Lanez and then maybe a collab with Travis Scott too.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I get it. What is your song of the moment? Like what's the track that got you like lit right now?
Oh, GTFO by Big Sean.
Okay.
Oh no, ZTFO, not GTFO.
Yeah, Detroit 2 just dropped. I gotta listen to that.
Yes, fire.
Who's the artist of the year?
Artist of the year right now? Roddy.
Roddy Ricch?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the last CD that you bought?
Oh, I don't think I've ever bought a CD before in my life.
I feared that was going to be the answer to that question. I was like, man, this guy might be too young. He might not even know what a CD is.
I mean, my dad had a bunch of CDs. I used to like listen to them all the time. But like,
got it was you.
Like Queen and stuff, you know?
Man, you come from the era where people don't even buy CDs. That's wild. All right. Who's the most slept on artist?
Ivy. I'm just kidding.
Come on, baby. We already know that.
Yeah,
you're up and coming, baby.
Yeah, most slept on artists. Yeah.
I'll say all right. I like that confidence. Okay, what's the first thing you're gonna do once COVID is completely gone?
I'm gonna go get Korean barbecue.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
if you could have any superpower in the world, what would it be?
I want to be able to fly.
Okay. What is your superpower?
My superpower, I think I have a very high EQ, so like I can empathize with a lot of people like very easily. So I think that's my superpower. Yeah.
Okay, EQ's big.
less of, more of. What would you like to see less of in the world and also more of in the world?
Less, definitely less of racism, less of this whole coronavirus. I want to see more of just like, at the same time, like with coronavirus, like being like this horrible, like this global pandemic, like just like being just like horrible for us. At the same time, it shows how like united as a world we are, in a sense, like not necessarily like in America, because like in America, like there's just idiots that don't wear masks and stuff. But like if you see other countries, like in Korea, like they all united as a country and they were able to like stop the curve, and like they all like worked hand in hand, like wearing masks all the time, washing their hands, social distancing, staying at home, and like following all these measures, like you know, like there's that statistic about how like the US and Korea, like we both got the first cases at the same time. But you know, like look where we are now. Like Korea, like they're getting what, like only like, you know, like 100 to like 200 cases a day right now. Like, and that's like when it's going up, you know. But like in LA, like we're getting like 1,000 to 2,000 cases every single day, you know. But it definitely shows like how, like if people can work together, like we can make things happen. Mm. Yeah. So
word. Some yeah. more unity, I would say, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Word. So we have this thing called the golden rule, and golden rule for, you know, you, what would be your life mantra, the thing that you kind of live by, a principle, a thought? What is your golden rule?
My life mantra, I think it's to dream big. Yeah. I think like what makes my life so unique and have color is because like I dream really big. So like, I'm always like daydreaming about stuff. I'm like, oh, like, you know, like I'm like envisioning like, oh, what if like the day I get a Grammy or like all these other things. And like, that's like what continuously drives me. And like, you know, like this is something that like my parents have always told me, but like, they were like, oh, like, don't ever like settle for something less, you know, like always try to dream big. And like, there's nothing that you can't manifest. Like if you really believe in something, then you can manifest it. And I think that's the reason why, like, for me, like I set all these like short-term goals, but I also set like a lot of long-term goals as well. And like, I try to dream as big as possible because, you know, I mean, like I just feel like, you know, just the energy in this world, like as long as I put my mind to it and I just, you know, surround myself with the right people, I can manifest anything. Yeah.
That's big, man. That's, you know, I'm glad you touched on that because, you know, the only thing that limits your ability to do anything is yourself. You know, I mean, you can let other things limit you. You know what I mean? You can let other people, you can let, you know, I mean, when I see people with like physical disabilities, like, you know, getting, you know, a leg or an arm amputated, but still being able to, you know, be at like the top level athlete, even with those impairments, that just goes to show like, yo, dude, like even with a physical impairment, if you have the will and if you have the drive, like even the physical side can't stop you. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, you know, as you talk about dreaming big, yeah, dude, that's allowing yourself to know that like, yo, dude, there is no limit to what I can do. And obviously you got to put the work into it. Nothing comes, nothing at least that's of value comes easy. You know what I mean? Like you got to put in the work and you got to, you know, surround yourself with the right people who are going to help you get there.
Yes, sir.
And at the same time, the process is also a part of it. You know what I mean? Nothing happens overnight. And just as much as like nothing worthwhile comes easy, nothing worthwhile, I mean, most of the time doesn't happen overnight. I mean, like overnight success is, it's like hitting the lotto, you know what I mean? And even at that, even if you do get that opportunity to, you know, become viral somehow, how are you going to sustain that? You got to actually have actual skill and talent. That's like, what are you going to follow that viral thing with? You know, you got to have something else to follow up. And if you don't have actual skill, then even that, you know, flash in the pan is just the one, you know, here 1 second, gone the next, you know what I mean? So you gotta dream big, you gotta work hard, and you gotta take the time for that to play out. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Ivy, yo, thank you, man, so much for hopping in here. Yeah, it was dope talking to you. And like I said, man, you know, it's opportunities like this, as you're talking about dreaming big and taking those shots, keep doing it, man. And you know, you have people that are seeing what you're doing and, you know, are willing to, you know, vouch for you and co-sign for you, you know, and you know, keep grinding, maintain that humble, you know, attitude, you know, like work hard, stay humble is a real, you know, real thing. You know what I mean? You gotta work hard, but at the end of the day, man, you gotta, you know, with respect and you know, just be humble with the things that you have and you'll go far, man. And
yes,
I appreciate you coming on to the pod and telling us your story.
Thank you,
Brad. Absolutely, man. How can people follow the journey, man? Where can they find you?
Oh, so on Instagram, follow me. It's IV on a jet plane. IV on a jet plane. And on YouTube, just you need to search up IV airplane mode and you'll find all my videos. And otherwise, yeah, like on Spotify, you can just find me as IV. But it's kind of hard to find me a little bit, so just search up one of the names of my songs. So, like, for example, just search up IV, No Other Way, to find me on Spotify. And, yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll plug all that stuff in the notes. Uh-huh. But, folks, thank you for tuning in and watching and or listening. If you're finding this episode to be entertaining, inspiring, we got a ton more. We got 100-plus episodes. This is, like, episode 113 or something like that. So thank you guys so much for following the podcast journey even through this pandemic. If you really dig us, hop into the iTunes Apple podcast app, leave us a 5-star rating, write us a review. We're on Amazon Music now too, so if you listen to podcasts on Amazon, we're on there too. We're on Spotify, anywhere you get your podcast fix, we're on there. And thank you so much for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next time. Ivy, thank you again for hopping in, and we'll see you guys next time. Peace out.
Peace.